Okay, we'll go back. We've got 200 advisement. I'll take those first, gentlemen. The first one under advisement is case number 10,088. And this is a variance from the side yard setback requirements in Stonewater Creek Development. This is where the gentleman had the...
Who owns the original parcel? He owned the whole thing? I understood him to say he didn't own the other lot. Is that...
I'm on this one here. Now, see, this is the gentleman with the...
This is in the development.
This is in that
development.
Brand new development, a new subdivision.
You got the wrong one.
Yes, it's only a two-year-old...
88, I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, this is a subdivision.
I'm looking at 89.
It's okay.
I'll be all right.
I don't know.
So that, you know, really now that, like I said, just remember there has nothing been in this subdivision at all.
No,
no variances at all.
Around 2 year old, right? This is a case where the builder got that permit. He had a deck. It could be a 20 by 15.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, when he got done, the county went out and it ended up being 22 by 15.
Right.
Oh, this is done by the contractor. Yeah, this is within Stonewater Creek, and it is a new, relatively new subdivision, around 2 years, 2.5 years.
2 years
old,
ago, yeah, 2 years.
Something like that. any discussion for the discussion for members of the board on this?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? I don't feel. Okay.
One hit mistake.
Mr. Hudson?
Well, Mr. Lobenhofer actually has 2 more feet of deck than he thought he had.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't his fault, but it's a shame that it has to happen this way, especially in a new development where we've not had to. Granted variances.
Mm-hmm.
It may set a precedent.
I'm sorry?
It may set a precedent.
Mm-hmm. What's the pleasure of the board? There being no further discussion, or are we want to vote on it? Ready to vote on it? Or
he said he did, but the said the permit, didn't he? Said the permit set the setbacks were correct on the permit.
Yeah, on the permit.
Okay.
This happened, and then when they went out to, after it was done, you know, he come in here, and then the inspector went out and found it to be 2 feet over, and the builder built it 22 feet.
Gotcha.
It was to be a 20 by 15. So it wasn't, yeah, it wasn't the homeowner.
The permit was wrong, right, Bud?
No, the permit
wasn't.
The
was right.
Right.
The builder was wrong.
Okay.
Only because he wanted a 20-foot deck and he made it 22.
Yeah.
So he was pushing the 15-foot line right there.
Certainly the builder should be made aware of his
mistakes.
Sure. But why did Dean think it was 10-foot?
Did you get his name? It's Josh Warden.
Dean think it was 10-foot.
From this.
What, 10-foot on the front of there?
They say it's 10 foot in the front.
Yeah,
and that is right. Yes. I mean, the permit has been issued wrong then, right? It was 10 foot and it's supposed to have been 15.
I believe so because
yeah.
Mr. Pageant quoted 10 foot setback
yeah.
on the violation.
Yeah.
That's where he would have got that information from.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would ask you to let me research this a little further and find out where the error has been as far as the two different figures here.
Okay.
They weren't aware of it until they came in to fill out the variance.
Table's our next regular meeting in?
Well, that's up to you.
Give you enough time to, would, how does the board feel about that?
I'm gonna look into that a little further and find out what, where the, present a clearer picture for you.
Motion to table case number 10,088 until we can find out about the permit.
Okay, I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. Workman, that we table case number 10,088 until we can get information from the office in regards to the permit and the lines. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Next meeting?
Yep. Okay. Next meeting, which will be 4-7, I believe. Okay, next one under advice.